Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting second, the shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting third, the third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Haywood Sullivan. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Leo Posada. Batting sixth, the catcher, Joe Pignatano. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Darren Johnson. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Norm Bez. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Norm Bez. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third, the center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Al Smith. Batting eighth, the catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Frank Bauman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Frank Bauman. And now, play ball. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive towards first. Sievers reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman fires to first and has Houser trapped. There's the throw to Aparicio, who tags Houser for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Causey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball towards left. Posada settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Posada. Aparicio moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Landis reaches second base with a double. Aparicio scores. Fox moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-0, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada takes first base on ball four. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion takes first base on ball four. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman takes first base on ball four. Carrion moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carrion moves to third. Bauman moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carrion scores. Bauman moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Art Dittmar now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Pignatano for a passed ball. Bauman scores. Aparicio moves to third. Fox moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. Fox scores. It's 6-0, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. Sievers moves to second. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sullivan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is called out on strikes. One out. Art Dittmar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith strikes out. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bauman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Posada is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landis moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 0-for-1 in the game. Pignatano hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-1 in the game. Del Greco hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carrion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. Two outs. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bauman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jay Hankins pinch hits for Art Dittmar. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Carrion fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a line drive into left field. Minoso picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Minoso. Hauser moves to second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Krause now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Pignatano and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Pignatano and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Aparicio scores. It's 7-0, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krause fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Sievers hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Sievers moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Sievers moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Posada hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to third. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 0-for-2 in the game. Pignatano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. one out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sullivan tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-1, White Sox. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 2 in the game. Del Greco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Carrion hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Carrion reaches second base with a double. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bauman bunts towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. Carrion moves to third. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carrion scores. It's 8-1, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's 9-1, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sullivan settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Sullivan. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Walker pinch hits for Lou Krause. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 3 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Fisher now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Minoso strikes out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks, Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Posada hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 0-for-3 in the game. Pignatano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-3, White Sox. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-3 in the game. Del Greco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gordon McKenzie pinch hits for Bill Fisher. Gordon McKenzie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKenzie hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.